And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, from the Sunshine State, a woman was arrested Monday for allegedly drowning her roommate's pet spider. Now, before you get all judgmental on her drowning this spider, he who is without sin cast the first stone. Remember that. The woman admitted to submerging the $70 jumping spider in ginger ale until it met its demise. For her creative use of the carbonated beverage as a deadly weapon, she was charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty and petty theft. I guess you could say the spider went out with a splash. And moving on to employment news, it seems that the job market is experiencing some interesting shifts. According to a Bureau of Labor Statistics report, there are 1.2 million fewer Americans in the workforce compared to this time last year. Meanwhile, foreign-born workers have seen an increase of 1.3 million in employment. The Center for Immigration Studies suggests that about 75% of all job growth since 2019 has gone to foreign-born workers. At this rate, Made in America might need to change to Made in America, but not by Americans. And in an effort to save the planet one utensil at a time, the Biden administration has decided to ban plastic cutlery in federal government operations. That's right, the key to solving climate change was apparently hiding in your office break room all along. White House announced a phase out of single-use plastics, including food containers, bottles, straws, and the dreaded plastic fork. A federal judge has ruled that Google has an illegal monopoly over search engines. The U.S. District Judge declared in a 276-page decision that Google is a monopolist and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly. The judge found that Google's efforts to be the default search engine on devices and browsers violated antitrust laws. Google plans to appeal, arguing that they're simply being penalized for success. Lastly, turning to Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz has been pushing a diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda since taking office in 2019. He created the One Minnesota Council on DEI, which argued that the U.S. economy was built on exploitation and occupational segregation of people of color and American Indian people. That council also claimed that our norms are grounded in whiteness. It's interesting that he might be the next vice president, isn't it? And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.